I've got Flav from Fighting Cock to start our checking across the grounds, as it were, over the course of the summer to see who's doing what. And it makes sense to start with Tottenham because I think it's fair to describe Tottenham so far as the busiest of the bees. They are burrowing away with transfer business. Andy Robertson in, Van Hecker in, other players being very, very strongly linked. Flav, how's your feeling about it so far?
Well, it's we had a Senesi in as well on the free,
Of
which is a
course.
big one. Yeah, so the free, I mean, it's encouraging. It's really encouraging. We have been in positions where, Tonali looks like he may be coming to Tottenham. It's a fight between Man United and Tottenham about Fernandes from Manchester from West Ham. Excuse me. So, yeah, I mean, it's a promising start. It's needed. The club, the squad is deeply unbalanced, or has been unbalanced for a couple of years, and it's also a demonstration of intent from the new, or well, not new owners. The how do you explain? They've always been the owners, but they've been less involved than they are right now. And Daniel Levy, as we know, a year ago was pushed out the door, and we assumed the importance of this intent and this desire to spend money big on wages to close the gap on what Spurs pay in wages and what Liverpool and Arsenal and Chelsea pay in wages. That's where the intent needed to be seen. And it appears, if you believe what you read, that the Lewis family is serious about staying at Tottenham, not selling, and making us more successful. That was something no one really believed. When we assumed that when Daniel Levy was removed from the club, that that was them positioning to sell. That he was a part of the issue why Tottenham was to sell. Wasn't able to be sold. He was too close to the football club. There were not concrete offers, but there was significant interest in the football club. And Daniel Levy seemed to be a part of the problem. We also conducted something called a Gibb River review. It was by a company called Gibb River, a sort of obscure law firm and business strategy firm in America.